This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it's that time of year when the harvest is winding down and farmyards across the Midwest are starting to fill up more with leftover grain bags. They've served their purpose, but now comes the question of what are you going to do with them? Most of those grain bags are designed for single use, and that means disposal or recycling becomes the next challenge and opportunity. We're hearing from a company that is working to help you find a use for those old bags next.
Stay ahead of the curve with Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where we break down how the latest agricultural news impacts the overall ag economy. Our broadcast team connects with commodity groups across the state and the country to bring you the latest updates and insights on how this information will affect Iowa's bottom dollar. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate and visit us online at iowaagnet.com for all the economic insights you need to thrive.
Chris DeClercq is an irrigation specialist with Delta Plastics and says his company is making it easier for farmers to recycle those massive grain bags instead of sending them to the landfill. Through Delta's sister company, the Revolution Company, they'll travel anywhere in the Midwest to pick up those used grain bags if they're gathered together and properly prepared.
I've been with the company about 15 years, but I'm now also in charge of running a recycling program where we bring in ag plastics, we recycle those plastic ag components, and we make plastic trash bags out of them. Yeah, it's a type of ag plastic they use once. They find a way to dispose of it in some way, hopefully recycle it in some way, and then buy it again the next season.
DeClercq says the company wants to help producers safely and affordably manage leftover material that often piles up after harvest. While some farmers may reuse the plastic, these bags can stretch more than 200 feet long, making them cumbersome to handle. He explained how farmers can prepare them for pickup.
It's a rather easy kind of step-through model. If they have the machinery to roll it up, there are grain bag rollers that are out there that you can hook up to a tractor or to a PTO and just basically wind that big long bag up until it rolls tight into a roll, almost like a hay bale, almost looking plastic roll. We'll come get it if they're rolled tight like that. And we have 40,000 pounds of it on site. I don't know exactly how many rolls that is. All rolls aren't created totally equal. But if you have around that weight, we'll come get it and dispose of it for you so you don't have to pay for it to be disposed of. And we'll recycle it down into another product.
Those used bags then get a new lease on life, often turned into household trash bags and other everyday products.
It's a good product for us to take and to make other products from. All we ask from the end user, it could be a farmer, it could be a co-op, it could be a waste disposal that are looking to keep these grain bags out of the landfill, is that you just have the weight. You roll it up tight. You be ready for a truck that we're going to send, which is a 53-foot dry van trailer. And you need to have a bobcat. You need to have a ramp ready to go. That driver will pull up in a dry location. He or she more than likely won't even get out of the truck. But you be ready to have the equipment necessary to load him up. And in a couple hours, we can be gone. It's at no fee to the end user.
DeClercq says wrapping the rolled plastic in twine helps loading and transport.
Yeah, it would be good if they had one piece of twine wrapped around the bag so it didn't look like kind of spaghetti-like. The tighter the roll, the better it fits inside of the van. And usually a user, after one time of loading them up and kind of understanding the standard operating procedures, will get better at doing this.
You can learn more about how to get your bags recycled by visiting deltaplastics.com. Also, the link is connected on our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman on Profit Matters.